WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telcom, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cards, Greg Stewart.
W-O-G-O, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the playoffs. And to borrow a phrase from a Humphrey Bogart film, this is what dreams are made of.
Yes, do or die right
yeah,
now,
do
right?
or die. Now, one team's going to live the dream at least one more day. The other team can go pack their gear away for the season. And so, you know, it's a lot on the line here tonight as the Cards host the Rams, the Regis Altoona McDonald Fall Creek co-op team out of the middle border. Chi-Hi at 10-14 overall, and the Ram is 11-12, and it's kind of like, you know, players from the same families, the same community, getting together here tonight. These kids played youth hockey together, and they're all on the same ice here tonight, and the winner goes on, the loser goes home.
Absolutely. It's a big game. You know, it's very similar to the girls' side where you have Eau Claire Stars playing CFM, where you all grew up together playing on the same team, your teammates. In fact, Coach Lukowicz coached several of these boys on the Ram team when they played for Chippewa Youth Hockey as Bantams on Bantam A teams. So it's certainly, you know, a lot of pride on the line. Not only your season on the line, it's the pride of saying, we beat you guys and we ended your
season.
I mean, I expect both teams to come out full bore, best efforts out there. Big downside for Ram, though, is that their, you know, Nate Spencer, their top gun, is still out with an injured ankle.
Broke his ankle.
Yeah, I mean, he was or is still one of the best players in the state at his age, and that's a huge loss for Ram.
Yeah, he's a forward. I saw him hobbling around here with the crutches. And
I was hoping he was back.
So they are short. Because Nate's off the ice here. Very young team, and a team that, you know, moved from D2 to D1 this year.
Yes.
We're not sure if they're going to stay there at
D1. I think
D1.
It's the student enrollment, so in your co-op.
It goes by points.
Okay.
And that depends on other teams winning in your conference that you play.
Yeah.
And so things are really up in the air. They would like to, from a coach's standpoint, from head coach Mick Podrick, they would like to go back to D2 if they can, but it's
That's really up to the
great white fathers at the WIA.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, the two ways, how many enrollment you have, and then also if you do well, if you make it to the postseason, which is why you see the Tomahawk Hatchets, that they are in Division I now, because they obviously won state last year at Division II. So we'll see how they do against North tonight.
Chi-Hi, the number six seed. And Ram, the Altoona Co-op, officially Altoona Co-op, is the 11 seed coming in here, waiting in the wings in their deep, dark lair, somewhere buried underneath Clover, Wisconsin, is Stevens Point, just waiting for the winner of this one. And if it's Chi-Hi, it's payback time, but we'll wait to
I know,
get to
I
that.
Wonder, do they want Chi-Hi to pay back, or are they just like, don't eliminate them, Ram, please?
Right, yeah.
We don't want that nightmare again.
Right, last year Chi-Hi beat Stevens Point, the undefeated Spash team, at their place in the second round of the playoffs. All right, so this is Cardinal Countdown, time for our Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. How about this inner-city battle tonight? What are the keys for Chi-Hi?
Yeah, they're going to have to not have any nerves playing against their buddies, you know, playing against guys they all know, and, you know, they have to push all that aside, play a tight game, a disciplined game. They've been doing really well with their first two lines, you know, producing some goals, some offensive power, and of course, Drew, like always, he's going to have to be dialed in and ready to go.
Absolutely. It starts with goaltending for Chi-Hi.
Yeah.
And he's got to be on. He's going to have to carry the big load for this team.
Absolutely.
In the postseason.
You look at Rams' schedule, and they lost to Menominee 3-0. Chi-Hi lost to Menominee 3-0. You know, they lost to Somerset. So did Chi-Hi. You know, there's some similarities, how they got beat by River Falls. So did Chi-Hi. You know, so they could be an equal game, but then there's also, you know, Chi-Hi also beat U-School. You know, so it's like depends on what crew we get.
What team is going to show up here
what
tonight?
What team is going to show up tonight, you know, because they've had similar scores versus similar opponents, but then they've also had, you know, Chi High's had some huge wins. So
roll
we'll see.
The dice.
Yes.
We'll find out. Stay with us, right?
Yeah.
This is Cards Hockey Cardinal Countdown. Chi High Hockey on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel. Tonight, manning the YouTube is Sam Aberle. He's our producer. Conley Engelmeyer is our radio producer tonight. And we'll send Connie down to catch up with head coach Matt Luckowitz live at ice level. Coming up in just a moment, playoff hockey. Cards Hockey on WOGO and our YouTube channel.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
To serve again, Wurzgalla Company.
24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom. Sails the puck forward with fiber fast speed and signal strength. Oh, satellite and 5G picks it off, but misses the net with slow response times and weak signals. 24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom sweeps forward with great customer service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber fast crosses the blue and pulls back for a final shot. Score! Fiber beats 5G every time. Visit WWT.net to increase your speed for your home or business.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Cardinal Countdown pregame show ahead of this WIAA regional game between Chi High and the Ram. Regis Altoona, McDonald Fall Creek Cooperative. Cards have lost two straight. Ram has won two straight. Let's get downstairs. And Connie Feedy caught up with head coach Matt Luckowitz. He's with her right now live at ice level. Connie?
Yeah, thank you. So here with head coach Matt Luckowitz. You know, it's not often that we have Chi High face Ram, the kind of the same boys that grow up together playing for Chippewa Youth Hockey, a number of kids. You've coached a number of these kids. Typically only happens in the postseason. How does that change the dynamics of a game like this?
Doesn't change anything. I mean, you know that they're going against guys they know very well and have played with before. So, I mean, that's the only difference. But you know what? With all these summer teams and stuff, it doesn't matter if we're playing Memorial or North or anybody. These guys have all played with them too. So dynamic's not really any different. You're still playing guys that you know, and you got to go out and play hockey.
Absolutely. And you guys got the sixth seed in Section 1, which congratulations. How is your team feeling knowing that they accomplished a pretty big feat?
Yeah. it's old news. You know, we celebrated the day after the seeding. I told them what they got. I told them exactly what I said and what my pitch was to the rest of the coaches. And a day after that, it's like it doesn't matter. It's all out the window. Right now, it's playoff hockey. It's do or die. It's anybody's game. You know, right now, I'm just even feeling it's like I'm a player again. You just have those same butterflies that seem to come back because you just know it's do or die time. And I know these boys are feeling it right now. It's quiet in that locker room. They're dialed in. We got to get through those initial butterflies and just get into this game and see what we got.
Absolutely. We were saying that, too. You've got to calm the nerves, play tight hockey. You have some kids that have come back. Bodie Custer's back. Sam Johnson's back. How is it going to affect your lineup?
You know, it's nice to get Sam back. I don't know if Bodie's 100% tonight, but, you know, we'll kind of see how that goes. But having Sam back, you know, he's a playmaker up front. Been one of our top two lines, you know, for the last couple of years. So, I mean, having him back obviously is huge. If he's 100%, we'll see. He's had a nice little week of practice. He's been practicing with the Cardinals with no contact for a while. So he's been skating, shooting, doing all the things, just not taking contact. So obviously that's different in a game, and we'll have to monitor that tonight.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we're running out of time, so good luck. I hope you guys come out the victor.
Awesome. Thanks for being here, you guys.
All right. Thank you, Connie Feedy, and head coach Matt Luckowitz in his second year, coach for the Ram hockey team. Team is Mick Podruk. He is in his third year with the program, first year as head coach. Here's a goalie matchup for the Ram. It is Callan Lau. He is a senior. His record at 5-12, goals against average 4.27, and a save percentage of 877. For the Cards, it is Andrew Brovold, 9-13 record, goals against 3.16, save percentage at 9.22, and he's pitched 5 shutouts this year, and that's where it's going to be for Chi High in the postseason. They'll go as deep as Andrew can take them with a little help offensively and hopefully some help defensively as well. We'll take another break, come back just a few minutes away from dropping the puck in this playoff game at the Chippewa Ice Arena. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royal support. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to WheatonGrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at WheatonGrain.com.
Cardinal countdown ahead of tonight's WIA playoff game, Chi High and Ram. And here is the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, Tom Boydell, with tonight's starting lineups.
First introducing the starting line for Ram Hockey, in goal number 41, Kellen Lau. The defenseman, number 3, Parker Lindenberg. And number 5, Eli Martin. The center, number 14, Tanner Robinson. And the wings, number 4, Ethan Gates. And number 21, Brady Robinson. And the rest of Ram Hockey, along with their head coach, Mike Podruck, assistant coaches Marty Hickey, Cole Finsky, and Keegan Gunderson. And now introducing the starting line for the Chi-High Cardinals. In goal, number 31, Drew Brovald. The defenseman, number 6, Eli Burmeister. And number 34, Aiden Tsai. The center, number 9, Dane Krista. And the wings, number 5, Andrew Hebert. And number 16, Matthew Frenette. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Matt Lakowitz, assistant coaches Jason Krista, Carter Hoym, and Breyer Nibla.
All right, there you go. Starting lineups for tonight's game, and drop of the puck a couple of minutes away here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and our YouTube channel.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
I'm Luke Lucier.
And I'm Dana Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we are honored to serve our Chippewa Falls community.
In life's hardest times, we are there for you and your family. No one should walk through grief alone.
At Peterson Volker, we know that every life is unique,
which is why we create a personalized service to honor their legacy.
Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most.
Learn more at PetersonVolker.com.
That's PetersonVolker.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Did you know your body is made up of 60% water and your blood is 90% water? Just another reason why it's so important you have the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Experience a well-hydrated life. Book your free home water analysis at GibsonsWaterCare.com. No long-term contracts, locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
You can feel the energy tonight. It's playoff hockey. The Ram dressed in their black sweaters with the gold and white trim and black breezers. Chi-High, their home white unis with the black breezers and the red and black trim. Everybody's energized here tonight. Our referees, Ryan Darrow, James Nugent. Scott Thiessen is our linesman. And he is out there right now ready to drop a puck. And here we go. It is Gates, Robinson, and Robinson. The Robinson brothers up front for Ram. This is line 85 points coming in here tonight for the Cards. Frenette, Krista, and Hebert left to right. And it's pumped in by Ram right off the opening draw at center ice. Cards clear it out. Here they come. A feed to Frenette. Netter moves in. Fires a shot. Easily gloved by the goaltender Lau. Callan Lau, a senior, goes to McDonald. This is McDonald, Fall Creek, Altoona, and Regis. So 14 from Altoona, 14 skaters here, 3 from McDonald, and 2 apiece from Fall Creek and Regis here tonight. Face-off will come in the Ram zone. stick side, blocker side of Lau, and they're going to do the face-off again here. Crowd filling in here. Man, we got people lined up, Connie, all across the building, around the boards here today.
Packed barn
house
tonight.
You bet. Face off, they'll do it again. Same spot. And a quick turn and a shot, wrist shot from Dave Krista, the left-handed shooter, right into the goaltender Lau. So we're heating up their tender right away here.
Yeah, quick glove for the Ram goaltender.
Here we'll do it. Same spot. Same players pushed into the right wing corner. Off the draw, Fournette able to get a piece of the rock and move that into the corner elbow. This one popped high in the air. It's loose. Oh, that took a funny bounce.
Very nice.
Lau couldn't find it at first, and now it is lobbed back out to neutral ice, and the Cards retreat and reform. Here is Austin Fournette. Fires it, comes around from left to right into the right wing corner. Cards trying to chase it down to get something organized here. Ram, of course, trying to clear it out. They got it on the half wall. A battle for it right there. Still inside the Ram D zone. And finally pushed ahead of the Cards. Austin Fournette corrals it in his own zone. Lob that one ahead for Krista. He's about the end of his shift here.
Uh-oh.
He drifts off, and a puck is loose inside the zone. Now it's picked up by Ram. It's going to be
Parker
picked up.
Lindbergh
will fire one in, and he'll spin off on the line change. Deep in the chi-high zone. This one scoots into the left wing corner. It's going to be picked up by the senior captain, Carter Johnson. He was harassed as he came out. Big player, and he was dumped by Robinson. Tanner Robinson, we might have penalty coming up here. Interference call on Robinson. So Chai High is going to have the first power play here, an early one in this game. Ira Mason is going to get the call, actually. Not Robinson, but Mason. Not 24, but 34. My bad there. So the faceoff in the Ram zone. They're down a player right now. Matt Fournette will slide back to the high point. The high slot there. Burmeister on his left will play the point. And this one comes back to Eli. He'll pick it up. Goes over to Fournette. Top of the circle. Moves in. Fires a shot. Trying to roof one past Lau. And that one hit the screen behind the senior goaltender. And
yeah.
that'll bring the faceoff inside the zone.
Lau had to get really low. There was several players in front of him screening him. So he had to get low to see and gave a little bit of net for Netter to go after, but
so Easton Skelton will take the draw here on this power play unit, and Ram able to win that draw, and they'll lob it all the way down into the Chi High D zone. Minute 45 left to go in the power play. Here come the Cards. Burmeister will lead him out. Pitches ahead for Fournette. Now it comes around from right to left. Cards dig it off the wall. Now they go deep. Here's a shot by Austin Fournette. And another big save right there by Lau as the puck is loose in front of the goaltender and picked up by the Cards. They hold the zone. Now they come in. And Krista with a shot. That would deflect it up but out of play here with 1:21 left to go in the Cards power play. Chi High on special teams. Well, it's been better, but not great. 14.9% on the power play. The kill for Ram, 83.9%. So far, they've been able to kill this power play about a third of the way through. And again, another D-zone win for Ram on the faceoff. And that one is chucked all the way down. Chi High now gets organized, and here they come. Matt Fournette races into the zone in the low slot, lost an edge. The puck still on the half wall and finally picked up by Dane Krista. He'll go to Burmeister. He'll send it off to his right for Fournette. His shot blocked out in front and ricochets back to neutral. Here is Burmeister. Eli puts it on the tape of Krista. Dane comes in, top of the wheel, left wing side. It came off Cullen Lau's glove, the goaltender, and hit the net behind it. And that will stop play here with 44 seconds left to go in the Chi High power play. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Andrew Hebert, the freshman, to take the drop. And it's on the half wall, bumped off the fence and back up and out for Colin Seibert. Seibert turns on the forehand, launches one towards Carter Johnson. He can't find it. And it's loose and scoots past the blue line. We're down to 25 seconds to go on the Cards power play. Here is Seibert. Pitches ahead. A shot on net. That was swallowed there by Lau. And he'll hang on for the faceoff in his own zone. 22 ticks of the clock now left in the power play for Chi High.
Yeah, they're putting the number one unit back out there after just, what, 20, maybe a 10-second break. And they're running Austin Fournette at the wing spot and putting Matt Fournette back at the D spot for this power play setup.
Yeah, a little different here. Trying something new. If it hasn't worked, why not try something new here?
Yeah.
Here is Burmeister. And he was at right along the blue line. And coming out to harass him was Tanner Robinson. And he
lost the zone.
Got up in it, or he could have picked it up and gone for a breakaway chance. Chi High guns it in as we're down to 2 seconds, 1 second left to go in the power play. And Ram is back to five players here. Chi High still with the puck inside the zone. Here is Fournette, reaches down, tries to hammer one toward the net. Krista was out in front trying to redirect. This one comes back to the point, blocked out in front.
Here we go.
And Ram, a long stretch pass intended for Brady Robinson. The feed from Vold, and boy, if he would have hit him,
that would have been dangerous.
He had the afterburners on.
Yes, absolutely. Cards got caught on that one, flat-footed on the blue line, not covering the forward, breaking out of the zone. Here, Coach Krista talking about the Cards plan to hit the net.
Hit the net.
That's always a good idea if you're trying to win a game.
A basic idea.
Yep,
here we go. We're back to action now after the draw inside the Ram zone. Seibert will funnel this one around from left to right. Comes into the right wing corner, and the Cards trying to find the handle here as Jackson Williams turns and rips a shot, tries to cycle around, and finally the puck pops clear out to neutral into the left wing circle. It's still inside neutral ice. Here is Sam Johnson off the injury. And he had the puck for a few moments. It's loose out in front.
Here we go.
Here comes Ram. It is Rasso moves in. Drifted off to his left and lost the rock. And it's pumped back in the Ram zone from Chi High with 12:19 left to go here in this first period. Scoreless between the two teams. As the puck was brought in offsides, everybody has to touch up right here. Chi High marches in. Here is Fournette. Looks it over. Netter looking to center. That one disrupted by Ram. And now Ram counters. Here they come. Across the line is Rasso. His shot was blocked by Chi High. Cards on the INT. And here they come. Dane Krista fires one off the fence on this side. Right wing side. Comes around. Cards cannot get there. Andrew Hebert tried to scoop it up, but he couldn't find it. And here is Robinson. Tanner Robinson countering. And a shot on net. That was off Drew. A good shot with some traffic out in front as this one goes into the left wing corner. It comes back for Fiore.
That was scary.
That's Tanner Robinson, left wing corner. And here is Gates. Gates inside the zone. Chi High rips it away. And the Cards will skate out of their own zone. Austin Fournette weaves his way up the ice. Fires one right on. Easily saved right there by Loud. He'll hang out with the 11:08 left to go here in the first period.
Yeah, now that Ram has killed that penalty, they've been able to settle in a little bit. We're seeing what they can do. They've had a couple rushes, and that one that barely missed on the back door of Drew, that could have been deadly.
Shots are 7-1 in favor of Chi High. Didn't hurt to have a power play there, although they need to score. Here's Ram, a 3-on-2 if they can make it work. Now they feed it. Here's a shot on net. Save made. Drew didn't know where it was. Rasso with a shot as he came in between the circles. And it's back in the Ram zone. They sweep it off to the near boards. Fired by Chi High. That one chucked into the left wing corner by Lau. And it's loose in behind the senior goaltender for Ram. A battle for it along the near dasher. And it pops back out to neutral ice here. And Chi High will throw it back in. 10:29 left to go in the period. Shots are 8-2. And here comes Ram. It is Brady Robinson, one of the Robinson brothers, in the left wing corner. Feeds Lindenberg with a shot. Rebound. Big rebound left out there. Ram is on it. Now it's loose in the left wing corner. Scooped up and thrown over the wall by Buchanan. So that'll mean the puck will be faced off in the Chi High D zone here.
So Chi High's got their third line out right now. Looks like Sam Johnson's taken Bodie Custer's spot, and Ram has certainly put on some good pressure. Good scoring opportunities. While they're getting outshot, they've had good opportunities.
Tanner Robinson to take the draw for Ram. It goes back to the point. One-timer on net, and the save. The rebound came out top of the circle on the near side. Off the shot by Barden. Loose in the left wing corner. Scooped up by Chi High. Austin Fernandez there as Ram came in to harass him on the breakout pass. And here is Ram right now. It is Robinson. Drifted along the blue line, tried to pull the trigger on a shot that was blocked, lost the handle just a little bit. Chi High with a two-on-one developing here, but Ram gets back. Ethan Gates made a two-on-two, and he'll fire it around the rim, and it comes all the way back in the Chi High zone with 9.5 left to go here in the first. We're scoreless, and here come the Cards. Jackson Williams got to the blue line, but an offside's call right here with 9.25 left in this period. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Cards from Freeze Financial Group. Face off at the dot just outside the Ram defensive zone. Battle for it right along the wall. It was in the zone for a moment. Still down there is Fournette. Matt went down to one knee trying to dig that puck off the ice and fire it deep, but Ram comes up with it. And it's all the way back to neutral ice. Here they come. Here is Rasso. Been very active here tonight. Got up to the blue line. Gunned one in. Came around to the left wing corner. 8:59 and counting left to go. Stepping up is Dylan Vold. Off that D spot. Vold kept the zone for a moment, but Chi High on the break right now. And they get it out to neutral. Fired across ice by Seibert. It's in the zone. Here's Dane Krista. He is bodied as he went into the corner. Still got a piece of the puck. Centering pass right now. Came back to Eli Burmeister in the high slot. Pump one right down the seam. And this one into the right wing corner. A battle for it. Bodies flying all over. And who's going to come up with it? Here is Fournette. Drags the puck. Didn't get much on it. Tried to go cross ice for Hebert. And Andrew's shot didn't make it through. In the corner, here is Fournette. Matt picks it up, glides in behind the goaltender, and Lau will put the pin on
smart
that.
Move. Smart move by the goaltender there to make that save, get a line
quiet
change for Ram.
Down,
yeah, because Cards were buzzing a little bit there. There was some good coverage by Ram on that back door, otherwise that would have easily been in the net. So, yeah.
All right, we'll do it again in the Ram zone, this time to the right of goaltender Lau. And the Cards get a clean win and a shot right off top of the circle there from Zach Black. It drifted wide, comes over the glass and up and out of play here. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chippewa Falls Athletics Cards Hockey. Chi High, the inner city battle, so to speak, here tonight with Ram, which includes McDonald. Here's a shot right off the draw. And falling on that one is Lau. Got it under his right pad. And
what a quick release.
Yep.
I think that Easton Skelton did that. He pushed it forward on the faceoff, cut around, and had a really quick shot off.
And he's ready to do the draw here again. Same spot. Here it is. This one hooked into the right wing corner. Skelton trying to track it down. Got lifted up, stood up on the check, and this one comes back to Burmeister. Fires a shot. Down low is Carter Johnson in front of the goaltender. This one went to the half wall, right along the yellow ribbon, and it's going to come back for Fournette. Austin's shot blocked in front. Some bodies right in front of Lau. It's loose. Who's going to come up with it? And it comes to Brady Robinson for Ram. Robinson rides it all the way back down the Chi High zone here. And then was pushed into the wall as he came to the top of the circle. 7:18 left to go. A scrum in behind Drew Provold. Peeled off out of the scrum by Tanner Robinson. Tries to open up some ice. Robinson centering pass. And Brady Robinson, his brother, head to the hole, but didn't get the rock to him. And we're up and out of play here as the puck went into the net, or I should say into the glove of Drew Provold. 7:06 left to go here in the first. Scoreless, Chi High and Ram. Shots are 9-5 in favor of the Cards. The 6th seed, Ram, the 11th seed here tonight. It is Rasso who wins the draw. Got it back for the D, and this one's feathered around by Vold in a battle for it in the Chi-High into the ice. This one comes around from left to right. Dane Krista backpedals, gets to it, feeds Colin Seibert. Got it across the line. Now they go rink wide, east side of the barn. And it was Dane Christ who got stood up just as he hit the line. And here comes Rab Cowrie. One-timer on net. Save denied by Brovold. And it spins off into the left boards. Picked up by Fournette. Netter's going to drop in behind his goaltender. Open up some ice. Looks it over. Andrew Hebert completes icing. The line change, but here's an icing call against Chi-High with 6:19 left to go in the first period.
Yeah, I don't know if they were trying to do a stretch pass there or what, but so far both teams are trying to make that play, and Ram has been a little bit more successful. Hopefully the Cards start connecting on those long passes.
Yeah. Not an easy thing to do. They did it against USM.
Yeah.
But haven't been very successful at it this year. Everything clicked in that USM game.
Sure did.
Chi-High, here they come. Two-on-two hockey. Zach Black and Carter Johnson trailing him. And it's going to be picked up now by Easton Skelton. Skelton rubbed on the wall. And the puck to the side of the cage. And it's going to be taken there by Tanner Robinson. Robinson feathers this one off the wall. Up and out. Chi-High has to get on sides. Carter Johnson trying to track the puck into the right-wing corner. Here is Robinson for Ram. He'll backhand one to the blue line, and it's across. Here's a feed for Ira Mason. Mason on the left wing side moves in. He tried to pull the trigger on a shot. Didn't happen. Comes back out to neutral ice. Picked up there by Rasso. He tried to put it on off his skate onto his forehand. That didn't work, and a shot on net. Scooped up by the goaltender Lau and pushed into the left wing corner. And here comes Krista! He scores! Dane Krista wiggled his way in, fired one past the goaltender, who had a lot of rubber thrown at him. And it is 1-0 Chi-High on Krista's goal here in the first.
Yeah, the Cards have been kind of aiming for that glove side on Lau, and I'm not sure if the angle might be off a little bit or if he's just a smaller size goaltender as compared to Drew, but that's where Matt Fournette's been aiming, and Dane, they're burying the puck.
11:46, time of the goal. And Dane, the leading scorer on the team, picks up his 15th goal, his 25th point of the season. And since he kind of picked it off, I'm assuming it's an unassisted goal here in the first period. So 1-0 lead for Chi-High. Unassisted goal for number 9. But here comes Ram. They counter trying to tie it up. Right wing corner is Tanner Robinson. Robinson was thrown off the rock, and here comes Chi-High. It is Fournette. Fires one wide of the net. This one comes back on the boards on the far side and then rolled into the left wing corner. The Ram end of the ice here as Ram tries to clear it out. And Krista, nice back check right there to come up with the puck and keep his team inside the zone. Dane Krista, the team leading score here with 25th point and a 1-0 lead for Chi-High. Here's the Cards inside the zone. Battle for it right in the right wing circle. And a shot right along the goal line is going to be eaten up right there by Lau. And he'll hang on with 4:22 left to go in the period. So Ram playing a bigger school here. And, they're just trying to hang in and see if they can find a goal here and there and upset the 6th seed team here.
I mean, for sure, their first line is keeping up speed-wise and, making some good plays. But after that, it kind of tapers on that, like skill ability.
Yeah, Mick Podrick, their head coach, said, I basically got two lines here. He rotates 5D, but a third line's probably not going to play much at all here tonight. Rolling two lines all night, and we'll see how they do in the third period.
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard, to win games with two lines. It's Cards of they've developed that third line this year, where they've been able to rely on them, like Coach Luckwood said against U School, where they can go out there, not get scored on, sometimes even score a goal, and that's what they need.
Yep. 4:06 left to go, first period. Here is the faceoff in the Chi-High zone. It was brought back for Bold. His shot knocked out. Here comes Carter Johnson with a shot. I think he was trying to go five-hole. Went a little high on him and stopped by Lau. And then Johnson has some words with three of the Ram players behind their goaltender.
Yeah, not the best look to run your mouth first period. You only got a one-goal lead. Maybe not what you should be doing as a senior captain, but you know.
3:55 left to go. We don't know what was said down there.
Yeah, but it didn't look friendly.
Sure did. Face off in the Ram zone. Now they reset the net behind Lau. Easton Skelton to take Easton Skelton to take the draw here for Chi High. Cards can't win it. Here comes Ram, trailing by one. They got a 3-on-2 if they can use it. Across the line is Brady Robinson. Robinson had it chucked off his stick, and Chi High with a chance right here.
Zach's on the counter.
It's Zach Black with those wheels. Black moves and fires a shot. It went over the goaltender's left shoulder, up and out, in the net behind Lau. And with 3:36 left to go, that'll pause the action right here.
Man, Zach Black, when he turns on those, you know, afterburners, as you say, he can fly.
He sure can. What an advantage, that kind of speed.
Absolutely.
Face off now, left wing circle, Ram D zone. 3:36 left to go, first period. Winner moves on to play Stevens Point. Loser is done for the year. Tipped up on the shelf. It rolls right along the shelf. Finally kicked ahead.
It's a soccer kick there.
Yeah, by Elijah Martin. Got it out to neutral ice. And it's going to be scooped up here by Bauer as he raced ahead, but then lost the puck. And Chi High will chuck this one in the Ram zone. We got a penalty delayed call right here with 3:11 left to go. Cards have already had a power play. Let's see who's going to get the gate right here. Looks as if Chi High will be a man down.
Matt Frenette, maybe? High sticking.
So Matt is going to sit for high sticking, and Ram will see their power play. Not a bad power play. They come in at 22.5% on the man advantage. Scored four power play goals against Superior in a game. They lost the game, but they had all four goals were power play goals.
Ram played Superior.
Yep.
Wow.
Lost 6-4.
Wow.
Four goals, four power play goals. Oh, there's a shot from the point by Jackson Barton.
Just scooted
that
over the
one over the crossbar, just by inches. Barton back at the blue line right now. He'll roll, skates back, and goes cross ice for Brady Robinson. On the near side is Tanner Robinson. Barton waiting, accepts the pass, fires a shot, traffic out in front. And it is marked with a shot that was sent to the corner by Chi High. As Barton keeps the zone, and a stoppage of play right here.
I'm not sure if it was offsides.
It looked right on the blue line, looked like Barton had saved it, but maybe they called an offsides call here. Minute 28 on the Ram power play, 2:38 on the game clock, and now it's going to go all the way back in the Ram zone.
Are they calling it intentional offsides?
Oh, boy, it looked very close. I thought he kept the zone.
I thought they kept the zone, yeah.
Well, we don't know, but that's where it's going, back in the Ram zone, right in front of Lau. Off to his left. Here's a faceoff. Chi High trying to win this one. They shoot it inside, but it was knocked out in front of Lau, and a scramble for it. Here comes Ram on the power play. It is Tanner Robinson. He'll drift off to his right. Robinson, behind the low part of the circle, fired a shot right along the goal line. And was knocked down by Drew and cleared by Chi High. 1:03 left to go in the power play. We're down to 2:12 left in the game clock here in the first. Cards need it 1-0 on Dane Kristen's goal here. His 15th of the year, 25th point. And Ram gets organized now. They'll go cross ice for Robinson. Here is Tanner. Got into the zone. Lost it for a moment. Picks it right back up. Fires a shot right on the ice. It was knocked down in front. Got hit some traffic out front. Comes back for Lindenberg. He patrols the blue line. Now they try to go deep. Back. And it went in. The initial shot was stopped by Drew. Then the rebound put in by Ira Mason. And we're all tied 1-1 on the power play goal here in the first.
Yeah, I have not seen Ram play in a couple of years, but they do appear dangerous down there right in front of the net. They crash the net really well, and they've had a near miss where they almost scored earlier on the back door. So the Cards are going to have to adjust that and make sure they're picking up sticks and picking up bodies.
15-21, time of the goal. And Ira Mason picks up his 12th of the year, his 17th point. And we're tied at one apiece. Ram a 1-for-1 in the power play. Mason's a sophomore. Vold will also get an assist along with Brady Robinson. And we're tied at one apiece here with 1:17 left to go as the puck floats back in the Chi-High zone. Here are the Cards. Got to get something cooking right here. Dane Krista with a shot. That one off the tender into the right wing corner in the Ram D zone. Ram trying to clear dangerously in front of the goaltender. That's Robinson. And Chi-High will INT right here. Here is Fournette. Goes cross ice for Hebert. Wasn't expecting that one, and it's fired off the boards. Ooh. And hit the side of the net. As Drew Provold was anticipating an icing call here, and that one within a couple of inches of going in, although he had the post covered.
Yeah,
there.
Drew had it covered. it was all good, but yeah. What
living
a close icing. I was wondering if that was going to be on net or not.
45 seconds left to go in the period. Shots 15-12. We're tied at one apiece. Face off in the Ram zone. Tanner Robinson against Easton Skelton, and here is Robinson to carry it out himself. He's got Elijah Gates on his wing. Robinson comes in, thumps one off Provold, goes into the left wing corner. Picked up by Ram. There is Brady Robinson. Took a shot. That hit traffic out in front. Loose in behind Provold. Cards just kind of
icing.
Not really pumped right now. There's an icing call off the long stretch pass from Austin Fournette. Chi-High settled in. They got to get a little energy going here.
Yeah, I feel a momentum shift that occurred, especially after that Ram goal. The Cards, they started out so strong in the first period with that power play, and now it's kind of evening out.
21.2 seconds left to go here in the period. Ram's going to step up. Nice job there by Martin, right on, and a save by Provold. Drew's got to come up huge here tonight. Oh, jumping up out of neutral ice is Lindenberg. And he skied to get that one on the glove hand. He comes back out to center ice, and here comes Chi-High. It is Krista's who came in, stood up by a Ram player. That was Rasso as Krista came in.
Yeah, Parker Lindenberg with the biggest vertical hockey jump I have ever seen.
That is quite a jump for him.
Wow, that was impressive.
Knocked it down in neutral. And
needed to, because Matt Burnett was right
was
there to pick that up and
he was
go
one-on-one.
One. Yep. Yes.
So we're tied one apiece. Chi-High Krista with the goal at 11:46 of the first, an unassisted goal. And then a power play tally for Ira Mason at 15:21 of the first, and we're sitting where we began.
Yeah,
tied. This time one apiece.
Yeah, and the shots on net are darn near equal. So, hopefully the Cards kind of get a little wake up in between periods, come out a little bit harder. I hope they didn't look past Ram by any means, just because, Ram's going to come out and play their best game. They have a lot of seniors, and this is that crosstown thing, or even
right.
Growing up together, you don't want to lose to your buddies. You want the bragging rights.
Ram comes in here, they're the 11th seed. Nobody expects them to win. They have nothing to lose.
Yep.
Chi-High, maybe they're feeling some pressure. We got to win on our home ice. We know these kids. We're a BRC team.
Yep.
So maybe they're squeezing their sticks a little bit more here coming in.
They might be. They just need to relax, get those nerves out of the way maybe a little bit more. Because, they are toughest conference in the state, BRC team, sixth seed in the section. That's a huge accomplishment considering Section 1 is.
Yeah, they were eighth seed last year, now sixth this year.
Right, and last year they think they had a little bit better record. And so, there's a little bit more pressure on them. But pressure is a privilege. They've earned it. So hopefully they, come out a little stronger.
All right, one apiece here. Shots 15-13 in favor of Chi High after one. Well, your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore, Eau Claire, Rice Lake, and next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Greg and Connie here with you tonight. Our audio producer is Conley Engelmeyer. Video producer tonight, Sam Aberle. We're tied at one apiece, and we will continue our coverage of Cards Playoff Hockey. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
At Fries Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High hockey team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Fries Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Finds Emily Hartman. Hartman, quick trigger on a three right side. Oh, she nailed it! Pure from deep!
Kalinske gets it back to Munson. Munson for three. Got it!
Tipped pass. Lizelle Christensen knocks it off his own back. He has a head of steam. Drives in and slams it home!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Well, nothing's decided so far. We played one, and it's 1-1 right now. Chi High scored first. Dane Krista, the team's leading scorer. An unassisted goal. Got it past Lau, the goaltender. And then Chi High put Ram on the power play, and they got pinched by it as Ira Mason scored on the man advantage at 15-21 of the first. And it's been back and forth here, Connie. Both teams have had some chances at either end of the ice. It's really not, you don't feel like the ice is tilted in one direction here.
No, not at all. I mean, certainly Ram came out to play. You know, this is a big game. You know, like you said before, they don't have anything to lose, so there's not that pressure. And they're definitely playing hard. You know, they've had some good opportunities. Some, you know, good puck movement in the offensive zone. Defensively, I think the Cards, you know, are able to, in the when the Ram is on the defense, so Chiahai offensively is able to move the puck as well, and they've been buzzing a few times as well. And I think that, you know, the Cards could easily punch in a couple of goals and get that momentum back. And hopefully it doesn't go the other way where Ram, you know, is able to do that.
Yeah, I think that
Cards.
Next goal is going to be big here.
I think it is, too.
It might not be a game decider, but if Ram comes out here and scores, all of a sudden a huge amount of pressure is going to go on Chiahai.
Absolutely. You could see that, you know, you could, if that were to happen, I would see the team panic a little bit and just, you know, get a little bit nervous. And hopefully they don't draw any silly penalties. We don't want to see Ram on that power play again. We saw what they can do. And
yeah.
We don't want that again.
Yeah, it's for sure. Ram, they got it organized in the power play and put some rubber on Drew Brovold right there. Well, look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week here on our WOGO Sports social media channels. You can follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance of Chippewa Falls. Cards last year beat North, then pulled off the shocker. They beat Spash, Stevens Point, the undefeated Stevens Point Panthers at their place in the second round of the playoffs, and then lost that heartbreaker to Eau Claire Memorial and Hobbs Ramlett last year. The third seed in D2, they beat Menominee 6-3 and then lost to River Falls 6-2. Now moving up to Division I this year and meeting that challenge head on here.
Yeah, River Falls, great program. Can't shake your head to losing against to them.
That's for sure.
Especially last year, they were even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, one, our score right now tied at one apiece. And we're ticking it down to the second period, and we'll take a break and come back here for that here on WOGO. This is Cards Hockey, Cards Playoff Hockey on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to Wurzgalla.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Greg Stewart along with Connie Feeney here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. 1-1 our score. Chai scored first, and then Ram countered. Equaled things up, and we're one apiece here.
Yeah.
Big crowd here tonight, and they're starting to fill back in after the intermission.
Yeah.
And the team's just waiting in the wings here to come out.
Yeah, you know, really good energy in the rink. I think both teams are feeling that and, you know, using that to help, you know, build a momentum to... Both teams really want to win this game.
Absolutely. Your season's over if you don't.
Yeah, and you might be done with hockey in general if you're a senior.
That's true. Yeah. There are 8 seniors on Ram, 2 on Chi High. Talked to Carter Johnson's dad as I came in, and he was a bit nervous about his son maybe playing his last game. And
yeah.
He knew it's probably going to be the last home game, but hoping that Carter can still have
another
game,
in there. For sure. I think that's what a lot of families are hoping for at this time of year. All those years of youth hockey and high school.
It ends so abruptly, doesn't it?
Yes. It's just like, oh, and we're done.
And it's over.
Yes.
Yep. Here come the referees and the teams to follow here. Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. It's ashleyconstruction.co. I guess we already have a final in this section tonight. Memorial and North playing a doubleheader at Hobbs, and Memorial beat Rapids 7-1.
Yep, 7-1. They played at the 5 o'clock slot, and North just got on the ice at 7:30 for their game time, so we'll be checking in to see what their score is.
Yeah.
You know,
so
Tomahawk,
it looks as if Memorial's going to play the winner of the Superior Merrill.
Yes, most likely Superior.
You know, that's going to be the last, could be the last game for Merrill because they're dissolving their co-op.
Well, Merrill has enough for their own team, so Wausau East players have nowhere to go.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay,
yep.
I saw that they were going to dissolve the co-op.
The conference said, no, you cannot co-op with Wausau West, and so now Wausau East players have nowhere to go.
And I think West was willing to bring them in.
They were, but the conference said no.
The conference said no.
Yeah,
my
and
goodness.
That is just
so those
really
players have nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go.
What a sad thing.
And I think Merrill thought, you know, they're going to easily get absorbed by Wausau West. No big deal. But unfortunately, this is where, you know, it hurts kids in the end.
It
and
sure
that's
does.
Just, a, you know, a shame that there wasn't better planning, I guess, on that.
All right, here we go.
All right, quick start
Wild
here.
Wild, the goaltender for Ram at the south end of the barn. Drew Grobold at the north. And we are ready to drop the puck for the second period. And it goes over to the left wing boards for Parker Lindenberg of Ram.
Just a freshman over there.
Throw that one in left wing corner. And Ethan Gates, trying to get there. Comes back to the point for Lindenberg. One-timer on net. And the save made. And the puck's going to end up in the glove of Drew Grobold here with 16:41 left to go second period. Shots 15-14 now. Pretty even in the shot department. Even up on the score. And the face-off to the right of Drew Grobold. Cards will pump this one back and try to clear on the near side, and it comes right back to the near point for Martin. His one-timer right on, thumped into the right-wing corner by Brovold, and an icing call here on Chi High. Cards cannot afford a slow start here in the second.
No, they really can't.
They've been kind of notorious for that this year.
Yes, they need to, you know, just come out flying and get hungry. Work together as a team, make some, you know, crisp passes to each other, get the goaltender moving, get some open, you know, get some open net that way.
Here is Matt Fournette to take the draw against Tanner Robinson on the right wing circle.
Oh, wow.
And a fired shot fired right in by Robinson.
I don't know if Drew is ready for that.
Man, he had to be. And here's another shot from the point. Traffic out in front. And Brobold made that save, and it's cleared by Chai High.
Good thing
and
Drew is ready.
Deep enough for icing. As Lindenberg goes back to get it for Ram. He'll turn, looks to the forehand, doesn't see a teammate, and centered out in front. Tipped right aside there by Andrew Hebert, trying to go for that right post. Into the left wing corner, and it hit the net, I believe, or rafters, and up and out of play here with 15:57 left to go in the second period. 15-17, the shots, and the face-off to the right of the Ram goaltender, Lau. And this one is put into the right wing corner and chased down by Easton Skelton. Skelton dangles, tries to play it back for the point for Eli Burmeister, and it's poked in there by Zach Black into the left wing corner. Here's Ram. They'll bring it high in the zone. Cards had it for a moment. Ram will throw it down the ice, and this should be an icing call against Ram right here. 15:31 left to go in the second. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Winner moves on to face Spash Thursday night in Stevens Point. Loser's done for the season. This one tapped into the left wing corner by Colin Seibert. Cards tried to steer it out in front. Now it deflects left wing corner. Backpedaling is Krista. Now they'll feed it down low to Seibert along the blue line. Aiden Sy to his left, and the puck dribbles back on the half wall. On the back check right there was Andrew Hebert to keep it in. And I should say Johnson, Sam Johnson. They're about the same size. Johnson got it for a moment. Cards have to retreat to their own zone, and here they come on the breakout right now. Here is Fournette, harassed as he came in, got threaded through the traffic, and a shot right on, and Lau with the save. Scooped up by Robinson.
Oh, penalty on the
cards.
Penalty
on Chai High. Delayed call right here, and Chai is going to touch it right now. And that will draw the whistle with 14:38 left to go. You can see Lau head to the bench, trying to get that extra attacker. And, boy, this is not what you want to do if you're Chai High, putting Ram on the power play here. They're second of the night. They're one for one so far.
Matt Fournette with the slashing penalty. I think
that's
the second penalty
of the night.
Yeah, he doesn't get a lot of penalties,
no.
so it's kind of uncharacteristic. You know, high sticking, though, that can just happen inadvertently when you both lift your sticks up and you bring it back down on someone's helmet.
Face off back in the Chai High zone, just to the left of Drew Brobold. Ram with the power play near 25% this year. And it's hauled in by Brady Robinson. Goes back to the point. Here is Tanner Robinson, his brother. They play catch right now. Tanner slides in the high slot and feeds off to the right for Parker Lindenberg. This one slammed into the left wing corner. Robinson's got it.
Nice passing by Ram.
And back to Tanner Robinson from his brother, Brady Robinson. Now they go back. Lindenberg goes cross ice for Brady Robinson, and it got past Tanner Robinson on the feed, and he'll have to retreat to get it.
Chai High
with a pickoff. Here's Easton Skelton. Skelton trying to beat Tanner Robinson, who got a little lackadaisical there, and it's fired by Ram up and out of the zone. Boy, Easton Skelton was right on his shoulder, and he didn't know he was there. Tanner Robinson got a little lazy and coughed it up in his own zone, and Easton almost made him pay for it. Back in the Chai High defensive zone as Ram sets up their power play. Now they push it for Tanner Robinson. Cross ice for Brady Robinson. And here is Tanner with a one-timer. It was down low, and they pumped a few shots on Drew, but he stood tall that time with 40 seconds left to go, and it's cleared by Chai High. Back out to neutral for Tanner Robinson. Goes on the near wing for Brady. Brady now sets up the power play to Tanner.
Oh, it's right there.
And Drew got a piece of it on his glove. He thought he had it under his mitt, and it slid into the right wing corner, and the card's able to clear. Back to the Ram blue line. Here's Jace Barton moving in, Jackson Barton. And he fires a shot off the shoulder of Drew. And this one turned into the left wing corner, and the Cards will clear it with only 5 seconds to go in the power play as Dane Krista comes in trying to hunt down the puck. 12:38 left to go. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey. And here comes Ram out of their zone. It's fired off the boards on the far side. Chai High backs up. Will return the favor. Back in the Ram zone. Here is Tanner Robinson. Robinson, a ton of ice time. Rubbed by Dane Krista as he came into the zone. The puck floats into the right wing corner. Oh. Robinson trying to get to the bench, and Krista backpedaled and knocked him down. And Tanner Robinson finally
right there.
Gets to the bench.
No.
It's loose out in front.
Oh.
And Pro Bowl with another save. Back to Dylan Fold. He loaded one up. Try high. Knocked it down. Here comes Fournette just out of the box. Fournette trying to dangle that puck and use the toe drag to open up some ice. Fournette in the right wing corner now. We'll cycle it from right to left. 11:47 left to go. We're 5-on-5 hockey. And Ram will clear it all the way down the ice. Provo goes out, feeds his D, and Chihai will counter right here. Tipped off the stick of Matt Fournette, and here is Dane Crystal looking for a second goal. Here's a shot off the rebound, and that nearly went in. Crystal started it. Andrew Hebert followed with a chance. Tried to go five-hole on Lau, but he closed it in a hurry, and that'll stop play here in the face-off in the Rams zone. We're one apiece.
Yeah,
head toward the midway point of this game.
First little bit where I've seen the Cards really put some pressure on. It's good to see them wake up a little bit here and almost got a goal.
11:29 left to go here in the second. Shots 19-20 in favor of Ram right now. They have a couple of power plays to add to that total. And here's Chai Hai setting it up in their own zone. And the attacking zone, Burmeister with the shot right there, knocked down in front and cleared by Ram as it's wedged up against the wall on the far side. A battle for it there. A couple of Ram players, a couple of Chi-High players, and Ram brings it in right now. And
oh.
A shot by Robinson, Brady Robinson. That kind of tied Brobold up a little bit on his left shoulder. Here comes Ram again. A feed at the hash marks on the low spot. Brady Robinson took the feed and hacked at it a couple of times. Now countering is Carter Johnson, left wing corner. The puck floats in behind Lau. Chi-High trying to go a wraparound chance right there. Lau was up for that. Here's a one-timer, top of the circle. Lau with the kick save. And it's ricocheted off the boards and caroms all the way down to the Chi-High zone. Rams got to get onside here. That gives Chi-High some open space. Here's the Cards. A pass down the ice for Burmeister. Just let that go under a stick. No icing right there. 10:15 remaining here in the second. Left wing corner. Picked up by Rasso for Ram. Trying to turn it up the ice. Was knocked down as he came a little higher in the zone, and it's cleared by Ram, and they'll have an icing call, and the face-off in the Ram zone.
Well, first 7 minutes of the second period have been neck and neck. These shots on net are about equal. This is a really great battle. Whoever comes out is going to, they have endured a strong battle
right,
all night.
You bet. 10:01 on the game clock left here in the second. We're tied at one apiece, and here is Dane Krista trying to win the draw in the attacking zone. And it took too long, so Kristen's going to get tossed from the dot right here, I think. Maybe not.
Ram did.
Nope, it's going to be Robinson, Tanner Robinson. Here is Chi-High, a clean win. They got it back for Fournette. Netter shot went astray. And this one is gunned on the back check by Matt, and it comes high in the zone, bounces around. Here is Ram turning, firing, as Ira Mason has got the goal for them. And there's an icing call right there.
Colin Seibert got lucky on that. He was pretty darn close to that puck on that.
I didn't see it.
Yep, I had no idea it was next
right,
to me.
Right. Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it the most. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Learn more at petersonvolker.com. Here is Tanner Robinson against Skelton on this draw in the Ram D zone here. 9:40 left to go. And a battle for it right there. Skelton brought it back for Eli Burmeister. He weaves his way in, fires a shot. Save made by Lau. It's loose and it's going to be picked up by Tanner Robinson.
He's got speed.
Up the ice. He moves past Austin Fournette, then stopped. Worked it off to his right for Barton. Barton fires a shot. Loose out in front. On the right side of Brobold, to his left, our right, as the puck is caught in the corner in the Chi-High defensive zone. Here is Robinson, goes off to his left for Dylan Fold, fires his shot, left wing circle, and it's going to be swallowed up right there by Brobold with 9:02 left to go in this second period. We are tied at one apiece. Shots are 23-21 in favor of Ram.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are probably pretty surprised that this is a tight game so far.
Well, Chi High been going the wrong direction with a couple of losses in a row. Ram with two wins in a row. A little momentum coming in here. Ram won the draw, and they better get back on
Andrew. Andrew so Hebert
lifts his stick, and Hebert trying to split the D and score here after the draw inside the Chi High D zone. Nice work by Hebert, but they kind of squeezed him between a couple of Ram players that took him out of the play. Chi High now feeds it out in front, and it's in the paint. Hebert right there, but couldn't find it. And Ram will clear out to neutral. 8.5 left to go as Burmeister goes back to get it for Chi High. Loose in the center circle. Going to be picked up by Ira Mason. Mason will backfeed the puck intended for Rasso. And here is Ira Mason right now. Looks it over. Fires ahead. That was knocked down. And Chi High counters right here. Dane Christou's got the lone Chi High goal. Turns, centers one up.
Turnover.
And it's turned over right now for Brady Robinson. Robinson waiting on the line change with his teammates. Out there by himself. Has it picked off. Aiden Seib will work it from behind the cage. And Ram now with the INT right here. But Chi High grabs the puck and fires it ahead in the Ram zone. Dylan Vold gets back there first for Ram. Here is Robinson on the back pedal. Tanner Robinson crosses the blue line. Does that fake toe drag and didn't pull the trigger on a shot. Loose top of the circle. Chi High able to clear. Here is Zach Black. Look out for speed right now. Backpedaling is Dylan Vold to get there first, and he fires it ahead out of harm's way. 7:20 left to go. Vold back in his own zone. Chi High in the forecheck right here at Sam Johnson, and it comes, bounces across the ice to Zach Black. 7:07 left to go. Black can't corral it. Ram has it. They'll move it up the ice. A long stretch pass for Robinson. They didn't hit his tape, and that is an icing call on Ram with exactly 7 minutes left to go in the second period, tied at one apiece.
Well, the North Tomahawk game right now is in the first period with about 45 seconds left, and it's tied 0-0.
Okay. I'm
trying
to find that one.
Yeah, but trying to find that score. You pull up Live Barn for Eau Claire Hobbs, you can't see the scoreboard.
That is, that's kind of bad.
Yeah.
North, the eighth seed in that one. Tomahawk, the ninth seed, although they had a really good season there.
Yes, it did.
Moving up to D1 this year. 7 minutes exactly left to go in the second period. We're tied at one apiece. Two first-period goals. And here's Krista had one of those for the Cards. And it was Ira Mason, the goal for Ram. Chi High's got it. They'll come up with it. They hunt it down, and here they go.
Uh-oh.
Back to Burmeister. He fanned on it. Was able to get some help on the off wing. And here's a shot.
Got
a penalty coming up on, I think, Carter Johnson.
Yep.
Got into the goaltender, Lau. And Lau is slow to get up here. So this will put Ram on the power play, and this will be their third of the night. And that's how they scored their lone goal on the man advantage. Goaltender interference call here on Carter Johnson, so they'll get a two-minute rest.
Yeah, I mean, it's right in front of the ref. I mean, what's the ref to do, right? I mean, I don't know that Carter knew the goalie was right there behind him or not, but...
So here we go, the face-off in the Chi High D zone here.
Easton Skelton and the speedy Zach Black are out there for the Cards.
Austin Fournette as well.
Yep,
Burmeister.
Yeah,
here we go. Ram wins a draw. And team one up is Brady Robinson.
And it's
loose out in front. A huge save.
That was remarkable. Wow.
Well, he might have to do it again here on this power play. Here is Brady Robinson. Back pedals, goes cross ice for his brother Tanner. They fire it down in the low slot for Martin, and Chi High able to get in the middle of that passing lane, and it's all the way back in the Ram zone. Here is Skelton. Oh, he got a piece of
Zach Black.
Zach Black, pardon me, Zach Black, not 21, but 2.
They're about the same size and similar numbers, but
that was
Zach
Black.
Speed.
He just was pestering Robinson as he went back in the zone, and I tell you what, it's not the first time tonight that Ram has got a little lackadaisical going back on one of those outlet passes here.
Yeah, for that in the on the power play there.
6:01 left to go here in the second period. Chi-High trying to get a shorty here, but here comes Tanner Robinson across the line. He's got Ira Mason on his wing. Robinson peels off to the left side, and this one fired into the right wing corner from Mason. Tanner Robinson's got it from behind the cage to Mason. They'll go back door to Brayden.
Jeez.
And another big save right there by Drew Brovold. 5:34 left to go. 59 seconds in the power play. We're in the second period. Loose out in front, and Chi-High is going to come up with it and clear all the way down. That was Fournette able to clear it. Krista the chaser. He'll come up. Chi-High backpedaling in their own zone. And here is Tanner Robinson. Robinson's got Barden at the blue line. Robinson's just going to go around the horn. And here is Barden right now. Skates up. Fires a shot down in traffic. And Drew with a couple of huge saves.
Lost his
as
stick.
He was sprawled out. His stick is still off to his left. Goaltender playing without his stick right now. Drew Provold and Chi-High.
Now he finally
tracks it down. As he lost his stick, we're down to 12 seconds to go on the Ram power play. 4:40 left to go here in this second period. Tied at one apiece. Fired around from left to right. And Ram unable to come up with it, and that'll do it. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey, and here's Tanner Robinson. Peeled it off the wall. Robinson moves in. He dribbled it between the legs of one of the Chi-High players. Turns, fires a wrist shot as he was near the end of his shift there. And he'll go off, and Drew Brovold hangs on to that with 4:23 left to go in the period.
The Cars need to be thanking Drew Brovold right now. He has made some amazing saves that just are unreal down there. You know, they're moving across the crease. He's having to go from left to right very quickly, making blocker and leg saves.
And it looks as if sometimes they're just watching him.
Yeah.
They can kind of get mesmerized by their own goaltender. Cars have to get on it and help him out.
Right.
Comes back to the point. Here is Lindenberg. He's going to skate up into the left wing corner.
He's just a good freshman.
Yeah, and he got squeezed on the wall, but still carried it in the left wing corner, and now it's going to pop back out and swept in by Zach Black with 4:05 left to go. Black on the half wall, picked it up himself, comes back to the point. One-timer right there, reaching down was Seibert, and he twisted one in, and this one's going to come back to neutral ice. Seibert rolls over to his right, picks it up, but Cards were offside, so you just had to throw it in. Here's an icing call against Ram with 3:45 left to go. It looks as if we're going to be on a nail biter here tonight.
Yes. Well, with 10 seconds left, I believe Tomahawk scored against North. So they're leaving the first period up 1-0.
Memorial won, and now North tried to sweep the night for the Eau Claire schools, but trailing Tomahawk in that one. Shots 31-23 here. Ram really picked it up.
Lot of shots.
We were nearly tied. I think Ram had a one-shot lead going into the second period. Now they have a more significant lead at 31-23 and a shot wide of the cage. And it's going to be just taken there by Lau, and he'll hang on to that with 337 left to go in the second.
Yep, smart. Anytime he can, you know, chop things up a little bit.
Slow it
get
down,
control of the puck on the faceoff here. Yeah.
Robinson reaching down, ready to take the draw against Krista. Nice, a clean win, and a shot on net from Eli Burmeister.
Thankfully,
in the high slot.
Well, not
Lau
good for the Cards. There's no screen on that one, so Lau was able to see that come right in.
3:33 on the game clock left here in the second stanza. Fans really getting into it. They rim the glass here all the way around. Stands are filled. Hometown flavor here tonight. Ram exiting the zone, and here they come. Brady Robinson reaches down, now drifts off to his left. Robinson rubbed on the end wall.
Still has the
puck. And the puck loose out in front. Stepping up is a shot right there by Martin. And still in the zone, here is Robinson. Tanner Robinson moves off to the right side of the circle. Had it plucked off his stick, and Chi-High counters right here. This is Andrew Fournette. The defenseman's going to step up, shoots, and knocked down. And the glove on top there by Lau in the Ram zone with 3:01 left to go here in our second period. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Shots 31-25. 3:01 left to go, second period here on WOGO Radio. Greg and Connie with you tonight. Our radio producer, Conley Engelmeyer. Sam Aberle, our video producer here tonight. And the puck on the half wall in the Chi-High zone. Shot threaded through from the point. Another shot off a big rebound. Laid on net by Aiden Sy. You had Seibert on one side, peppering the goaltender. Rebound came back for Aiden as he climbed up to the top of the circle. And Lau makes the save. And both goaltenders, this is a goaltender battle right now between Drew Broivold and Colin Lau. 2:31 left to go here in the second period. Shots 31-27. And the face-off, glove side of Lau in the Ram D zone. Here we go. Puck is dropped. It goes into the right wing corner. Carter Johnson there. Pushed up against the wall by the much lighter and smaller Lindenberg. And the puck slides back out of the zone. And Chi-High retreats to pick it up. They go cross ice. And Sy had his pass picked off. Nice read there by Lindenberg, the freshman. And he'll toss it in. We're 5-on-5 hockey right now. Ram 1-for-3. Here's a TO by Ram, but not much on it right there by Sean Wagner. As Ram tries to feed some players in here that haven't had a whole lot of ice time. Ram still inside the zone. This one gunned around. Comes around the horn from left to right. On the half wall. Ram in the Chi-High D zone here. Battle for it, right wing corner with 1:40 left to go. Here is Ram. Robinson with a shot. He was harassed as he tried to take the shot. And Chi-High trying to stretch it out with Zach Black. Turns, fires a backhand shot, then pays the price in the inboards. And Zach Black slow to get up as he was hammered into the wall, but no call here. And the puck loose out of neutral ice, and Zach slow to go to the bench. And he's a hurting unit right now as he comes to the bench with 1:12 left to go here in the period. Loose out of neutral ice, and this one ricochets back toward Drew Broivold, picked up by Tanner. Tanner Robinson, and nearly had a breakaway chance at Broivold as the puck sails back in the Ram zone, and a stoppage of play right here. We've got a penalty coming up on a trip call with 56.3 seconds, and now some jawboning going on between Chi-High and Ram players here, and the refs come in to break it up, and the crowd getting into it too. Chi-High fans, some of the students in the student section getting into it, hammering the glass.
Yeah,
you can see on our video stream here. Ira Mason, who's got the lone Ram goal, is going to sit for a trip here, and Chi-High will have their second power play chance of the night with 56.3 seconds left to go in this period. So the Cards will send out the Easton Skelton unit. Fournette on this line.
Yeah, Dane on the blue line.
And Austin Fournette's going to climb up to a forward spot right now. And here is Matt Fournette, goes to Burmeister, and goes off to his left for Krista, fires a quick shot, that one turned aside by the goaltender, and a stoppage of play right here. We might have another penalty. Things are starting to heat up. 41.3 seconds, and maybe it touched the screen behind the goaltender. I guess that was it.
Yeah, okay. I was like, if the Cards got a penalty, that would just be terrible timing.
It would be. 41.3 left on the game clock here in the second. Minute 46 of the Cards power play. And here is Burmeister. Back pedals, gathers it, and goes cross ice, and a shot right on. And it ricochets out of the corner for Matt Fournette. We're down to half a minute left to go in the power play. They work it down low for Easton Skelton. Looks it over to Burmeister in the high slot. Off to his left now for Krista. His one-timer sticked into the corner by Lau. And regathered by Krista. Over to Burmeister. Out of the right for Fournette. Loaded one up. Didn't get through. And ricochets in the left wing corner. Down to 7 seconds left to go. Here's Krista. Climbs in. Fires a shot. That one kicked wide. And we're down to a couple of seconds left to go in the period. As Brady Robinson brought it up. But time expires. And we will go to the locker room. Second intermission. Still tied at 1 apiece here. What a battle.
Yeah, I have to be honest. Drew Broivold has kept the Cards in this game. Shots on net are pretty equal, but as far as scoring opportunities go, I would say Ram has more of those high chance opportunities. Yeah. That Drew is just he is just impressive. That blocker save, we had to go from left to right, and then another leg pad save. You know, it's just, he is just unreal.
Well, we saw this last year in the Spash game. That's where he really lit it up. He came to life.
And he's just a freshman.
Yeah, he was just a freshman last year. And he's totally surprised Spash.
Yeah.
And he pretty much won that game by himself. Although, you know, they had Jackson LeMay had a couple of goals. But, you know, if
Sam
you don't get good goaltending, you're not going to beat Spash.
And he did. Not at all.
And he is vintage Drew Broholt here tonight and keeping his team in the game.
We saw it like a couple Saturdays ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Against USM.
Yes.
Exactly. Shots 32-29 now. Chai picked up the shot total a little bit on their power play. And they will have a minute 4 on the man advantage here in the third.
And hopefully they can capitalize on that, because there was a couple. I mean, if Ram was so close. I do think now, you know, we said it earlier in the second period, that the next goal may not determine the game, but now it might.
I think it might.
it might be.
Well, do that. Yeah. I know. I didn't think this could be a high-scoring game, because neither team is really a high-scoring team. But I didn't anticipate a 1-1 count here in the third.
No, when the game first started out, you know, the Cards got that power play, I thought, oh, no, Ram might just be outpaced, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, Ram settled in, and it's been a battle ever since.
It sure has. All right, 1-1 again, shots 32-29 in favor of Ram here through two periods. Wheat and Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Go to wheatandgrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules, and to download their new mobile app, wheatandgrain.com. And if you want to learn how to drive a Zamboni, you can ask Wheat and Grain's Doug Custer. He's out there right now.
Yes.
On the Zamboni, faithfully making a new sheet of ice for us here tonight. All right, our score, 1-1, Chi High and Ram. The winner moves on to face Spash. The loser's season is over. We'll have it for you coming up in the third. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
Wheat and Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheat and Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to wheatandgrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at wheatandgrain.com.
I'm Luke Lucier.
And I'm Dana Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we are honored to serve our Chippewa Falls community.
In life's hardest times, we are there for you and your family. No one should walk through grief alone.
At Peterson Volker, we know that every life is unique,
which is why we create a personalized service to honor their legacy.
Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most.
Learn more at PetersonVolker.com.
That's PetersonVolker.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Greg Stewart along with Connie Feeney here. Chi High and Ram tied at one apiece after two periods play. Chi will have a power play here with a minute four left to go as we commence the third period. On the way for you, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterInc.com. Chi High and Ram here tonight. Winner moves on to face Stevens Point Thursday night. One of the top teams in the state, back second-ranked Point. This Section 1, they call it the Section of Death because you got Hudson, number one in the state, then Spash is number two. Wausau West in this Section 1. They're number three, and all three teams had byes in this round. Eau Claire Memorial, a 7-1 winner over Rapids at Hobbs in the early game, and North and Tomahawk playing. Last score had Tomahawk 1 and North nothing in their game in Eau Claire. The late start for North here tonight, and they were trailing 1-0 Tomahawk in their game.
Yeah, I know. You know, those last-minute goals right at the end of the period can be really deflating.
Oh, they sure can.
You know, we'll see if North can rebound and represent the BRC and get a victory.
Well, here 1-1 our score, Chi High and Ram, and it kind of reminds me in the early days of Chi High hockey, they would play McDonald.
Yes.
McDonald had their own team, and many, many battles between McDonald and Chi High. Well, this is a McDonald co-op team right now, but it's a touch of McDonald.
Yes.
And Chi High.
It's the old McDonald Regis co-op that I played for.
Yep.
Way back when. Well, you know, not that long ago, right?
Not that old.
I don't want to age myself, but yeah. But yeah, so, you know, it's mixed loyalties here because it's exciting to see the team that once was, you know, is have some success.
Right.
But yeah, you know, it's either team that wins is, you know, you feel great for them, and the team that doesn't, it's like your heart breaks for them because, you know, they're not only is their season done, but either, you know, a couple of seniors on the cards or
eight on Ram.
On Ram. Yep. And there's some, you know, some CYHA, you know, Chippewa Youth Hockey players that are seniors over there. You know, the Talon Lux, the goalie, or Eli Martin, you know. And so obviously a few other boys, too, that played Bantam the year at the CYHA. And, yeah, you'd hate to see their season end.
Somebody's got to happen to somebody.
Yep. Yes.
Right now, 1-1. So the decisive third period coming up here. On Wogo, once again, the Cards will have a power play for about a little over a minute heading into
this. Big opportunity.
And they're going to have fresh legs coming out here.
Yeah, so we'll see what they do. But Drew Brovald has kept the Cards in this game.
He has been amazing.
Yeah, I mean, without him, this is a 3-0 game.
Yep. All right, so 1-1 our score. We'll take a break here. Chi High and Ram tonight. This is Cards Hockey on Wogo Radio and our Wogo YouTube channel.
Clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High hockey team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards!
Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Reese Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Did you know your body is made up of 60% water and your blood is 90% water? Just another reason why it's so important you have the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Experience a well-hydrated life. Book your free home water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. No long-term contracts, locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Playoff hockey here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Cards and Ram tied at one apiece as we go to the third. And Matt Luckowitz is going to send out Austin Frenette, his bro Matt Frenette, along with Easton Skelton, Dane Krista, and Elijah Burmeister. Eli Burmeister, and this is a critical minute four here, Connie.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. I think Matt Luckowitz likes to put Austin Frenette right in front of that goaltender. He's a taller kid.
Yep.
Screens him. All right, scorekeeper is ready.
1:04 left to go. Cranking it up down the stairs. You can hear it. And here we go. Third period underway. Tied at one apiece. Chi High with a man advantage. And scooting over is Matt Frenette. He'll backpedal, go back for his D, and set up the power play. We're down to 55 seconds to go on the man advantage. Here is Netter. Wiggles his way in, fires a shot, it went wide, ricocheted off the inboards, a hard shot, and he picks it right back up again. Regathers, here is Frenette, top of the circle, near side, with his bro down in front to provide a screen, and it goes into the right wing corner in the attacking zone. Ram now moving out of their box, trying to get to the rock, and it comes back to the high slot. Burmeister loads it up, a shot down in front, and that was Austin Frenette taking a beating down in front of Lau, and it comes across for Dane Krista. Quickly fires a shot, 20 seconds left to go in the man advantage. Just underway here in the third. A shot was going wide, but Lau decides to grab
Smart
it with his glove.
Smart move again. Yes.
14 seconds left to go. The senior will hang on to this.
Slow everything down.
Yep. Smiles of Motion Pediatric Dentistry, a dental office created just for kids. Smiles of Motion, locations in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, Eau Claire, Menominee, Hudson, and Amory. SimForKids.com. Cards win the draw. Get it back for Burmeister. Eli will drop this one on the half wall, and it's intercepted by Ram and fired all the way down. And time's running out in the power play, and that'll do it. So Chi High officially are 0-3 on the man advantage. And Chi High turns it back up the ice into Ram zone here. And it's going to be taken there by Lau as he grabs it. He's heading toward the left post, and he just decided to grab that puck. It was going to float wide, but he'll hang on to that with 15:46 left to go.
Yeah, you got a short bench, you got to get a lot of whistles.
Yeah, you do. But it's on the Rams. Defensively, it's Rams bench is close here in this period. In the right wing corner in the Rams zone, defensive zone. Now it hops over the stick of Seibert.
Yeah.
And he'll have to backpedal to pick it up. Goes to Aiden Tsai. Back to Seibert. Feeds ahead for Skelton. Skelton floats his way in. Fires a shot. Top of the circles as he skated through the slot. And it comes. Going to be picked up now by Skelton as he was dropped on the check in the left wing corner. Comes back out. Here is Ram and an offsides call right there as Barton couldn't get out of the zone. It's one of those things where Wagner was coming in. Barton was trying to touch up, and Wagner had no way to stop. So an offsides call here with 15:11 left to go in the third period. Tied at one apiece. Shots now in favor of Chi High. Still close, 35-32. Loaded up a lot of shots here.
Yes.
In this game. Both goaltenders have played very well here tonight. Broholt has made some unbelievable saves, but kind of typical of Drew Broholt. Now they'll go D to D. The Rams will. And here is Martin, Elijah Martin, heads it up the ice for Robinson. Tanner Robinson was squeezed between a couple of Chi High players. He came in, and it's kicked around in neutral and picked up there, banged off the far fence by Austin Fournette. And he'll take the pass from Ram right there, and Fournette moves in, and it's stripped, and here is Robinson, reaches back for it, lost it for a moment. Robinson picks it up, now lost it again. He's going to go backpedal and tells his defenseman Martin to climb in and take his spot. 14:24 left to go. The puck kind of kicked around. And something tells me we're going to get maybe a one-goal game here by one of these teams, the way things are going. Both teams trading shots here. There's a one-timer from neutral ice by Fournette. And that one is blocked by the goaltender Lau. And here comes
Ram.
And we've got a penalty coming up here on Chi High
for interference.
Aiden Tsai is going to sit. As Ram came in, that was Robinson coming in, and he didn't have the puck, and it was interference.
He
right
needs
here
to make that play, Aiden Tsai, because you can't have you know that Ram player come in all
alone. No, you couldn't.
No.
So he'll sit. Aiden Tsai will sit for two here.
Huge power play opportunity for Ram.
This is their fourth of the night. They did score their first goal, their only goal on the power play. At 15:21 of the first, that was Ira Mason.
They make a lot of really good passes, Ram.
They do. Into the right wing corner, and this one in behind Drew Broholt. Ram trying to set up their power play. Harassed as they worked it in deep, and now it comes back for Robinson. Here is Tanner Robinson. Feathers this one down low, and a shot on net. Swallowed up right there by Broholt. Off the stick of Brady Robinson. So you're going to see Tanner and Brady out there a lot. Brady with 25 points. Tanner with 47 points this
season.
Tanner
is just one heck of a player watching him play. Just this hockey IQ is really high.
13:48 left to go. Face off in the attacking zone for the team with the other extra player right now. And Chi High with the INT here, and it comes back out. Backpedaling is Barton. Throws it in. Thought Ram might be changing some players up, but Chi High will rip this one all the way down the ice, and Ram has to chase it down on the power play. 1:20 left to go in the Ram man advantage as they kind of kick the puck around in their own zone. Here is Brady Robinson. Cuts through from traffic and then lost the puck at the top of the circles. Robinson goes for his brother Tanner, and a hand pass right there will stop play as Tanner couldn't quite get it out of his glove. He wanted to drop it and carried it a little too far, so it's going to come back in the
traveling
Ram. Yeah, traveling. He traveled with that puck. So it's going to come back in the Ram zone here with 13:06 left to go third period. And a minute four on the Ram power play. That first power play looked really good. Trying to put stuff together again here on their fourth. This one's going to come to the left of Lau, the goaltender. And a scramble for it at the dot. Ram's going to come up with it. They go cross ice now for Brady Robinson. They send Barton down low. Robinson's got it. Goes cross ice this time for Martin. And it's held in by Tanner Robinson. Slides over. Tanner works it off to his left. Just slowly skates in. Pushed ahead by Brady. And here's Brady Robinson. Tanner calling for it. Tanner, backhand pass off to the right. A no-look pass for Barton. It didn't connect, and it's going to come back on the near wing for Brady Robinson. Took a shot. That one didn't make it through. Tanner Robinson's got it. Quick wrist shot. Swallowed up there. Eaten by Drew Probold. Now Drew with a little discussion with Elijah Martin in the paint. And we'll stop play here with 12:24 left to go in the game clock. 22 in the power play.
Yeah, Eli's around the Chippewa Youth Hockey Rink all the time. He knows all these kids.
Just chatting about old times or something.
Yep.
Face off, glove side of Probold. Ram with the power play for a few more minutes, but here, a few more seconds, I should say, but here comes Christie. He's got the lone chi-high goal. Turns, fires a shot, it drifted wide, and tracked down there by Fournette. And now Ram clears out to neutral ice as we take it down to a couple of seconds left to go in the power play. And that'll do it. Ram, 1-for-4 on the man advantage here tonight. Couldn't take advantage that time. Shots 36-35 now in favor of Chi High. 11:50 left to go. We're tied at 1 apiece. Here's the puck scooped up by Tanner Robinson. Then he had it plucked off his stick. Comes back to the point for Ira Mason. Turns, fires one in the corner. Here's Tanner Robinson. Tried to tip it off.
Stepped on the puck.
Yep. Tried to tip it off his stick and stepped on that rock. And this one fired all the way down by the Cards. And no icing call here with 11:27 left to go. Ram work it out. And here is Russo. He wiggles his way in. Russo, top of the circle, left wing side. Fires a shot. Easily stopped there on the pad save by Probold. He's got those pads down low. And it comes back out to the center stripe. Here is Matt Fournette. Works off to the left. Takes a return pass. Fires a shot off the glove of Lau. And it's loose on the half wall in the zone. And here comes Ira Mason with a lone goal. Fires a shot. Came off the shoulder. Hit the glove and ricocheted off the right shoulder of Drew Probold with 10:47 left to go. And Chi High works the break all the way down. And that's going to be taken by Ram. Strong Wagner got there first and able to clear out through center. 10:33 and counting left to go. Third period tied at 1 apiece, and the shots are now tied too at 37 apiece. This one tipped into the zone off Zach Black's blade. And Ram gets there, cycles this one around, funnels it ahead. It's on Easton Skelton down there. And it's on the half wall, going to be peeled off the fence and back out to neutral. And right along the Chi-High blue line, here's Easton Skelton on the back check. They'll rotate it back, a little miscommunication with Austin Fournette. Netter had to get back quickly as it was going to be sniffed out by Ram. Here's Ram, they go cross ice D to D. Up ahead, and here they come. Pass to Brady Robinson. To Tanner Robinson, he came in. Bodied a little bit off the puck as it floats into the left wing corner for Carter Johnson. Who's going to come up with it? Zach Black down there. Johnson putting a shoulder into one of the Ram players, and it comes back to the point. And a shot right there by Jackson Barton as he loaded one up. Had plenty of time and moved in. Throws one off the goaltender, and here comes Chi High. Zach Black with the feed. They try to hip check back, but he has speed, and it's loose out in front. Who's going to come up with it? Here is Lau with a save. Couple of saves on net. And another one. Oh, it's lifted over the crossbar by Zach Black. Lau was sprawled on his belly, and Zach just went a little too high that time and went over the crossbar. Chi High with a glorious chance. Here are the Cards. This one hammered off the boards by Buchanan from left to right with 8:53 left to go. Time ticking down here, and somebody sees it. And the right wing elbow is Elijah Martin, and Ram will work it out to neutral ice. Here is Tanner Robinson. Back pedals, looks for some open ice, works it off to the left with 8:37 left to go, and it's pushed in deep by Ram, 8.5 on the game clock right now. Ram with the pickoff of the breakout. A shot on net, saved by Brobel. Where is it? Brobel left the rebound out there. It's into the left wing corner now. And it is Colin Seibert who got to it and works it up ahead for Jackson Williams. Williams into the zone. Williams, a soft shot, just went wide into the right wing corner. Cards were in the midst of a change right there. Williams, the last guy left out there, and it comes back to the point for Burmeister. Picked off by Ram, and an icing call right here with 7:55 left to go. And we're getting down to drama time right here for both teams.
Yes, 8 minutes left, 40 shots on net apiece, score 1-1.
What a game.
This is just intense. And bad news for a local BRC team. They're losing 3-1 right now, North to Tomahawk.
North Tomahawk at Hobbs.
Yes.
Face off, blocker side of Lau.
Oh.
Here is Krista with a quick shot through several sets of legs, probably three or four sets that time. Lau saw it at the last second, made the stop here. Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Face off in the attacking zone for Chi High. Burmeister steps up, floats one in the left wing corner off the backhand. It's going to come around, and there's Krista on the forecheck. Loose in behind Lau, the goaltender. Barden gets there for Ram, and Barden's got it right now. Looks it over, shoots it, but puts it right on the tape of Austin Fournette. Looks for his bro, got it to Matt, and a shot from way high in the zone is flagged down by Lau, and he'll hang on to that for the draw in the Ram zone with 7:27 left to go here.
Yeah, that gave Ram an opportunity to get their first line out there now. Versus the Card second line, but I mean, number 14, Tanner Robinson, he's dangerous out there.
He's going to take the draw right here. We're 5-on-5 hockey, and Robinson's got it. Lost it for a moment, tried to kick it up on his blade. Chi High on the attack right
good
here.
Save.
Here's Carter Johnson with a save, and he slid across the blue paint, I should say, with a shot. And the save is made by Lau as it comes free to neutral ice.
Cover that.
Lau is going to put a glove on it right here.
Yeah, he had lost his
softly,
stick.
Yep, softly was set into the zone, and both goaltenders have lost their lumber here tonight. A tie. Well, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any RCU office insured by NCUA. We're back to action. The puck inside the Ram defensive zone, and a quick shot by Krista off the shoulder of the Ram goaltender.
It's on net?
And
no.
This one's going to go wide. An icing call here on Chi High with 6:49 left to go in a 1-1 game here. And if you're tuned in at point, glad to have you along.
Yeah.
maybe
I'm sure
watching
they're watching.
Or watch, or
who are we going to play? And, you know, they're either wanting Chi High to win, to take it to them and get revenge, or they just don't want to even see them ever again in
maybe
the postseason.
Not. Face off in the Ram D zone. And a scramble for it right there. It's going to come right in front of Lau.
Is that a high stick?
Cleaned up by Ram, their defense. And this is another icing. No, they're going to wave icing off. Slowed down on the snow into the zone. And Chi High moves it up the ice. Here is Fournette trying to take a long pass. And it was tipped off a stick and out of play there for Fournette. Here comes Ram. Countering in, it's Braden Robinson up the ice, and Chi High with the INT right here. Here come the Cards. It's 1-1 our score. Andrew Hebert with the feed. He was backpedaling, couldn't find the handle on it. Loose in the zone, picked up by Hebert. He'll go high and a shot on net right there from Austin Fournette. It ricocheted into the right wing corner. Battle for it right there. Comes high in the zone. Burmeister with the stop and pumps this one. Left wing corner is going to come all the way around. And a centering pass picked off by Ram. And here's Barton. Boy, he is tired. You can see it out there. He moves his way up the ice and feeds to Robinson. Robinson trying to do the toe drag around Eli Burmeister. That didn't work. It's high in the zone. Barton backpedaling. Now stepping up was Mason. And this one is fired back in the Ram zone, and an icing call right here on Chi High with 5:24 left to go in this third period. We are all knotted up at one apiece at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls in a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics, 5:22 left to go as we're back to action here. One apiece, the score. Both teams scoring in the first, nothing in the second. So far, nothing here in the third. It is Colin Seibert. Scratched that one off the wall. And loose, a battle for it in the right wing circle. In there for Ram as Rasso tied up that time with Carter Johnson. 4:58 left to go. The puck back in the Chi High D zone. Here comes the Cards right now.
Easton Skelton. Getting around
Working his way up the ice. Sashays into the zone. Lost it right there. And Ram counters right now with Sean Wagner. Wagner weaving his way in. Couldn't pull the trigger on a shot. Loose in behind Drew Provold. Who's going to get there first? Chi High does. And they'll clear it out to center. Here's Carter Johnson. Picks it up at neutral ice. Johnson moves in. Had it plucked off his stick by Barton into the left wing corner. And a centering pass is going to be cleared out to neutral ice by Ram. Fired in by Chi High. And the Cards players, Fournette, I thought he was going to peel off for a change. He's going to stay out there with 4:12 left to go. As the puck is foisted out to neutral ice. And a whistle stops play right here.
What's the whistle for?
I'm not sure. Looks maybe it's an icing call right here. I think it is.
I thought it was on the right side, the correct side of the red, but.
Well, we've been wrong before a couple of times here tonight. Huh?
I guess.
Only once. Never tell a woman she's been wrong.
Right? Yeah. One time I thought it was wrong.
Yeah,
but
right.
That was my one.
Yeah. Shots 43-40 in favor of the Cards, but we're all tied at one apiece. Boy, I never would have dreamed we would have had this many shots here tonight. Cards trying to release a player, and that is Jackson Williams down the ice, but nice back check.
Oh, no.
Here is Fournette, though, to clean it up, and Netter with a shot, trying to go five-hole on Lau, and he closed it very quickly, and will hang out of the puck here with 3:54 left to go third period.
The Tomahawks now winning 4-1 versus North, so North season might be coming to an end if they don't turn it up.
Rough one for Ryan Parker and company down there this year.
Yes.
Face off. Chi High in the attacking zone right now. They work it, trying to work it back for Fournette. And it was Ethan Gates getting in the way of the pass there, and it tipped out over the glass and into the Ram crowd with 3:47 left to go. Now, standing up around the boards here, around the glass, otherwise you got a full house in the stands here. People got here early. I was here 4:45, and there were people starting to filter in at that time. We're pretty close to it. Here is Ram right now. And Robinson quickly skating up the ice. Gets past
speed.
Austin Fournette, fires a shot as players rammed into Drew Brobold and dislodges the net. Brobold had it right in his gullet and hung on to the rock here. As the net was pushed off its moorings.
Yeah, I think Eli's trying to get a delay of game because the Cars knocked it off, but there was no intention there.
No. Just going hard to the cage.
And I think the refs put their whistles in their pockets for penalties at this point in the game. Unless it's blatant, there's not going to be a call.
Yep. Get the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. Gibson's Water Care. .com. Face off for Ram in the Chi High D zone. This one's going to come around. 3.5 left to go here in regulation. We're tied at one apiece. Both goals in the first period. Backpedaling is Martin. Elijah Martin for Ram. Right along the blue line. A scrum right there on the fence and plucked off the boards by Ram. Pushed ahead and a hand pass.
I mean, the hand-eye coordination is pretty darn good that they're able to catch it as often as they do on Ram. Just got to let it go.
Both teams are.
Yeah.
3:10 on the game clock left here in the third period.
Well, the Cards run a set play on both sides. So this side now, Jane Chris is going to take the faceoff, try to get it right to Matt Fournette. He's going to take a quick shot. We saw it on the other side a couple times.
Left
right there
side,
it is.
Yeah, there it is. Yep. And Netter took a shot, but it flew high over the crossbar, hit the glass behind the goaltender, Lau, and it ricochets along the fence on the near side. Here's Chai High trying to gather it up and get something going here. Krista moved in, fired a shot. That was blocked, and Ram counters right here. It is Ira Mason's got the lone goal for them. Got to the blue line, had it plucked off his stick, and Chai High has got it. They work it up the ice to Fournette. Netter surrounded. 16 against 16. Barden was up against him. Barden pushed him off the puck, and a whistle stops play right here with 2:33 left to go. And what do we have here?
I'm not sure.
Penalty coming up here? Nope. I don't think so.
The net got off, or?
I think so. That must be it.
The net did get bumped.
So the faceoff's going to come in the Ram zone right here.
Do we
have a penalty? Well, we got a slash call on Jackson Barden. So the Cards will have their fourth power play of the night right here. Boy,
I did not expect to have
time.
A weak call. Like I just said, I thought they were going to bury their whistles because that was not expected.
2.5 left to go, and Chai High in the power play. Here is Fournette. Netter looks it over. Feathers this one right wing corner. Cards on the man advantage. This would be a huge kill if Ram can do it. Here's a shot on net.
So far,
coming
so good.
With Skelton. And that one fired off the window and ricocheted all the way down the ice. 2:12 left to go. Minute 39 on the power play. Robinson's out there, both Robinson boys, and just kind of floating around out in neutral ice here. Trying to slow Chai High up.
Yeah.
And an offsides call. Austin Fournette was just in the zone.
I think Easton might have came in a little bit too. But Dane made he just took a little cut there right on the blue. And that's all it takes, you know, is that little move.
Yep. 1:59 in the game clock. Minute 26 on the power play left for Chai High here in the third period. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnaces running, even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Chai High in the attacking mode right now on the power play. Minute 49 in the game clock.
A little fumble.
They fumbled it at the blue line, but they held the zone. But here comes Ram, and they were able to clear off the intercept by Martin. And it's back out to neutral, so Chai High has to back up and get reorganized here. And Ram again with the INT.
Oh, 14's winning that race. Come on, Cards.
Here is Robinson, the chaser down there, Tanner Robinson. 50 seconds left to go. And here is Krista. Stops at the blue line. They're on sides. Now he'll feed back for Burmeister. He fanned on that one. And it's ripped around the boards, but right to Dane Krista to Burmeister on the near side. Here's Fournette. Burmeister going cross ice down low. And a shot hit wide from Easton Skelton. We're now to a minute left to go in the third period. And here's Robinson. One-on-one. And Robinson weaves his way in and pushed off the puck right there by Austin Fournette on the back check. And the puck is loose at neutral. It's going to be picked up by Krista. Dane moves in, loaded one up, and then had it intercepted. Here comes Robinson. The Robinson boys intercepted on the pass right there. Here is Fournette. Crosses the blue line. We're down to a half a minute left to go. Fournette comes in. Fires a shot! As he came in, and that might be the game winner right there with 28 seconds left to go. Number 16, an unassisted goal here in the third period, and Chai High takes a 2-1 lead with only 28 seconds left to go. by Netter.
Yeah, I mean, he did the interception on the Robinson pass to Robinson, and he brought it in the zone, opened up the ice, was able to beat the Ram goaltender. Now Ram's going to take a timeout for 1 minute.
16:32 left to go, or 16:32, time of the goal by Netter. T.O. for Ram will take it with him. Back in a minute. This is Cards Hockey at WOGO on our YouTube channel.
Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at postglassandmirror.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
All right, back here in action. 24 seconds left to go. They drop the puck chai high with a Matt Burnett goal to lead it 2-1. And the goaltender is pulled for Ram and an empty netter right there for Zach Black to seal the deal and punch their ticket for Stevens Point. With 15.5 seconds left to go, third period. Unassisted goal for Black.
What a battle. I mean, it really came down to the last part of the game. You know, it could have gone either way, and never thought the second goal for a team would have been the game winner or the deciding factor.
Well, you can see both teams just trying to beat the other before that goal by Burnett.
Yeah.
Ram had a couple of chances. Chai Hai turned it as we tick it down to 10 seconds left to go. Chai Hai with a 3-1 lead. They're on their way to Stevens Point on Thursday night. Here is Ram firing this one in wide of the cage, and that'll do it. 3-1 Chai Hai. Shots finally wound up at 46-41. A load of shots here tonight, and the Cards beat Ram to advance in the WIA tournament.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hats off to Ram, though. I mean, what a battle they did. And, you know, they weren't expected to be in such a tight game against Chai Hai.
They gave everything here tonight.
They did.
And it very well could have gone the other direction.
Absolutely.
Ram had some chance.
It came down to that last few minutes.
They were both trading kind of punches here at the end. And
yeah,
Ram could have easily won this game. So a tip of a hat to Ram here tonight. What a great game they played, and this one really could have gone either way. Both goaltenders shake hands. I'll tell you what, this was a goaltender game right here. They both kept their teams in the game, and congratulations to Drew Brovol, but good job by Callan Lau here as well tonight. And the Cards will play number 2 Stevens Point on Thursday night. We are anticipating we'll be able to do that for you at KB Willett in Point. And we'll catch up with head coach Matt Luckowitz. And he gives a hug to Elijah Martin. I think Matt coached some of these players
he
at
did.
The Bantam level.
Yeah, he coached the older Robinson. He coached Eli Martin, and he also coached the goaltender, Callan Lau.
All right, so we'll have our Post Glass and Mirror post-game show coming up here. Brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit Post Glass and Mirror. Rizgalla Plumbing and Heating, they offer a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Rizgalla Plumbing and Heating. Players from both teams meeting up at center ice, putting a knee down, say a little prayer here, and that's terrific. Opponents and And they are teams that battle it out on the ice, and now they're meeting together for a little prayer here at the end. That is terrific. All right. We'll be back. This is our post-class mirror post-game show. We will continue. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Nguyen Family Dentistry.
Nguyen Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Nguyen Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Chi High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Cards make it through a very dangerous Ram team tonight, beating them 3-1 with an empty netter. And let's go down. Speaking of Netter, he was the one that scored the game winner. Anyway, well, let's go downstairs. And Connie Feedy is with head coach Matt Luckowitz live at ice level.
Yeah, so, you know, the game came down 30 seconds. It's tied 1-1, 43 to 40 shots on net. What's going on your bench as the time keeps clicking down?
What isn't going through our heads? You know, you asked me in the beginning, is this game any different? And I lied to you. I don't want to admit to myself that this is a very different game. When it's guys you know, when it's personal, you could see it tonight. Like, it was tough. Like, we weren't playing our game for a lot of the period. And I got to tell you what, Ram came out with a great game plan. They came at us. They outworked us at times. They outshot us at times. And I just want to say, first of all, hats off to them for a really a hard-fought battle. Know a lot of guys that I coached on there. And, you know, you never want to go out on a loss. And sometimes you do. Most guys do, right? But I tell you what, some of these seniors that went out tonight, they have absolutely everything to be proud of, and I told them that. So Callen played hell of a game. I've not seen him be that poised ever. Like, he was on, laser focused tonight. You know, Eli did a nice job out there on Ram. Those guys did a great job. Back to your question, you know, you're really just trying to find a way to get pucks to net. So it was, hey, we got a power play going here at the end. Let's make sure we utilize this. Let's not panic. The whole thing was, don't panic. Let's just keep getting pucks to net. And you know what? It got on Matt Stick. He's the guy we wanted on, and he put it home.
Yeah, Matt, he was able to read that interception, that pass, go in, open up the ice, and bury that puck. At what point, you know, how did your bench respond?
Well, I'll tell you how I respond. I mean, obviously they're ecstatic, right? But at that point, it's like, nope, we got 28 my clock. I've seen too many things go sideways in less than that. So it's, we need our five best right now. Who's strongest? Who's fresh? Got to get those guys out on the ice, and we got to be smart here. So then they took a timeout, so that gave us a chance to just kind of regroup and catch our breath. So that was good.
You know, like you, I've watched a lot of these Ram players grow up and play in the Chippewa Youth Hockey Association, so you hate to see them lose their final game. But like you said, almost everybody does, except for the state champs. And now you're facing a big foe, Stevens Point. You faced them last year. You came out the Cinderella story. How do you repeat that again?
Well, you know, we got to play a little differently than we did tonight. I'll tell you that right now. Now that the monkey's off the back and now we can start the process, we didn't play very well. I didn't feel the cards. We were in our own head a little bit tonight. Definitely saw some guys that weren't moving their feet like we expect them to. And we talked about that throughout the game. It's just that we couldn't get over that hump with some of these guys. So, again, I think I go back to, and I haven't had a chance to process this all, but I think I go back to the fact that it is tough when it's personal. It becomes such a head game. And, you know, these are still boys. They're not formed men yet. They're still working through their emotions and their mental game. And every day is another step, another rung in the ladder toward the mental game. And you could see it just in the Cardinals tonight. Like, at times we controlled the play, and then at times we just didn't. But, again, I'll just say hats off to Ram for what they did tonight. They played a heck of a game. What a challenge. I mean, what do we have, 40 and 40, north of 40 shots on both sides? So we had two goalies playing a really great game, and, you know, it's playoff hockey. Yeah, now we're moving on to Spash. You know, we've had their number the last 2 years. Last year, obviously, that was a special moment. We know that they won't be looking past us this year. We know that they're ready for us. My guess is that they will be dialed in and focused. But we got to bring our A game, and we're going to make some adjustments to what we do, and we'll give them a run for their money.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good luck. I mean, you know what you need to do to beat Spash, and it's do or die at this point. So hopefully your young team can regroup and have a great game. So thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Matt Luckowitz downstairs with Connie Feedy on the Cardinal postgame show. Chai-Hai moving on from this regional tonight, beating Ram by a 3-1 count with that empty netter. A lot closer game. It was 1-1 down to the final couple of minutes of this one. All right, we'll take a break. This is our post-glass and mirror post-game show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call post-glass and mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We'll come back, have our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, our 24-7 in West Wisconsin fiber fast play of the game as well. And stick around. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and our WOGO YouTube channel.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong.
Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royal support. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to wheatongrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at wheatongrain.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
I'm Luke Lucier.
And I'm Dana Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we are honored to serve our Chippewa Falls community.
In life's hardest times, we are there for you and your family. No one should walk through grief alone.
At Peterson Volker, we know that every life is unique,
which is why we create a personalized service to honor their legacy.
Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most.
Learn more at petersonvolker.com.
That's petersonvolker.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Did you know your body is made up of 60% water and your blood is 90% water? Just another reason why it's so important you have the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Experience a well-hydrated life. Book your free home water analysis at GibsonsWaterCare.com. No long-term contracts, locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibsons can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibsons Water Care for more details.
Well, the players are out here lingering a long time on the ice. A few Ram players, a lot of Chi-High players after the Cards beat Ram 3-1 in this regional game here tonight.
Just shows the friendships that they've developed since they were, you know, Mite hockey players. I remember watching Eli Martin play with the Fournette brothers. I mean, they were just the trio that were just so skilled on the ice. And, you know, they've grown up together on the same teams. And, you know, Callen's been a goalie for a lot of the teams. So, yeah, there it is. There's the Fournette brothers with Eli getting the picture.
Yeah, that's great.
Because they have been teammates since they were like 7 years old.
Friendships deeper than hockey, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Deeper than hockey battles anyway. Well, it's time for our Names You Know Stats Recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Ram, Chi-High actually scored first. That was at 11:46 of the first period. It was Dane Krista that beat goaltender Callen Lau. an unassisted goal, and that was the first goal of the game. But then Ram, with a very good power play this year, scored on the man advantage at 15-21. Ira Mason got their lone goal of the game, and we were squared up at one apiece. That carried on through the second into the third when Chi-Hi finally broke the tie at 16-32 of the third. It was Matt Burnett with the goal. Netter, longtime leader on the score sheet. He was off for a couple of weeks because of an injury, but he's got that shooter's touch, and he beat Lau, and Chi-Hi had the 2-1 lead and then got the empty netter from Zach Black at 16:45 of the third period. So Chi-Hi walks away 3-1 victors, 46-41 the shots in favor of the Cards. And today's Fiber Fast Play of the Game brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. Well, for our Fiber Fast Play of the Game, we've got to play the game winner by Matt Fournette in the third period. It sounded like this. Robinson boys intercepted on the pass right there. Here is Fournette. Crosses the blue line. We're down to a half a minute left to go. Fournette comes in. Fires a shot. Win it! Matt Fournette! Oh, he found the back of the cage as he came in. And that might be the game winner right there with 28 seconds left. 16, an unassisted goal here in the third period, and Chi-Hi takes a 2-1 lead with only 28 seconds left to go. Yeah, and they pull their goaltender, and Cards got Zach Black's empty netter to seal the deal and move on to Spash. So we'll take one final break, come and wrap things up here with Connie in our booth here. A 3-1 Chi-Hi win on their home ice, and we'll be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and our YouTube channel.
We work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi-Hi hockey team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Reese Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Well, we got to wrap it up before they shut the lights on us here.
Yeah, they're about to turn everything off.
Right.
Yeah.
Greg and Connie
the
here.
And then they're going to get off.
Chi High wins this one 3-1 over Ram. And they advance to play Stevens Point, the number two team on the recent rankings in the state. And now we'll see what happens. I mean,
yeah.
Might as well give yourself a shot, right?
You never know.
You never know.
That's why you play the game.
Last year.
Yes.
And Connie's going to be up following the girls. They're going to be playing Western Wisconsin at Somerset Thursday.
Yep.
So we're going to make our way, I think, to Stevens Point on Thursday night. And may not cross paths again here this hockey season.
You never know. Yeah, but thank you.
Just wonderful to work with.
It's
I
always
enjoy
fun
it very
up here.
Much.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Connie Feedy here. I want to thank our crew, Conley Engelmeyer, our audio producer, Sam Aberle, our video producer. And right now, it looks as if we'll be covering Chi High at Stevens Point. Tune in for more information on WOGO or check our website, WOGO.com. Final score again, Chi High 3, Ram 1 in this WIAA regional. From the Chippewa Ice Arena, good night, everybody.